All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you this week to start a new season of Pro Wrestling America. As we just come off of Hard Day's Night last week, we get ready for the next supercard, which is Christmas Chaos on the 27th of December. Should be a great card. Why? The storylines we have going on this season. We're continuing on with Dan Spivey as the television champion. Continuing on with Iceman King Parsons and Cowboy Ron Bass. But adding on a couple of them that will take not maybe the entire season, but we will have great matches between these guys. That being Jerry the King Lawler and Tully Blanchard. This would have been a great feud had Tully Blanchard come to Memphis or if Jerry Lawler had gone to Southwest. Or if they would have just met up in Jim Crockett Promotions. This would have been great. Tag team feuds coming up. Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert and Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels against Lightning Express. Here are four guys who have similar styles with each other that are definitely always great to watch in the ring. Pick any of them. Eddie Gilbert, Christopher Daniels, Brad Armstrong, Tim Horner. Pick any of their matches. They are great to watch in the ring. Then the other one is PG-13 and Bad Company. Coming off of the gang war with the Spectaculars, PG-13 is looking towards the retrieval, in their minds, of the World Tag Team Championships. But they feel like they have to go through Bad Company first because Bad Company has taken quite the time to say that they are the number one contenders to the World Tag Team Championships. But those tag team belts are still held by the New Age Outlaws and have been for quite some time now. So we'll have to see what goes on with that. All right, let's look at the roster real quick before we get started. Two new signings. With Steve Austin leaving last week, is Bob Holly and Wildcard, the old NWO Sting. They have signed on to be part of the great, somewhat continuing feud between the Spectaculars and Jarrett's gang, as we'll see in our opening match. But contract extensions abound, especially in that gang war storyline. You have PG-13. Renewing their contract. Too Cold Scorpio, Lance Armstrong, television champion Dan Spivey's like, I'm going to stay here until somebody can beat me, and that ain't going to happen. And then Iron Mike Sharp also signs a contract extension this week. So a lot of guys renewing their contracts as theirs were coming up towards the end of last season. All right, so as we look at the card this week, we have seven matches, two titles on the line as television champion Dan Spivey challenges Brickhouse Brown. Well, okay, that's the other way around. Brickhouse Brown is actually challenging Dan Spivey, but if I remember right from a few weeks ago, I'm pretty sure Brickhouse Brown beat Dan Spivey, but we'll go on to that. But then, main event tonight is that World Tag Team title on the line. New Age Outlaws against the self-proclaimed number one contenders, Bad Company. But before we get to that, we get to the rest of the card. As I said, opening match features Bob Holly and Wildcard, our two new signings. They are on opposite sides of the ring in tag team action as Bob Holly and Rolando Freeman face off against Too Cold Scorpio and Wildcard. And Holly and Wildcard spend most of the match in the ring. Wildcard nails Holly with a vicious Russian leg sweep, and Scorpio immediately gets the pin with a 450 splash in a time of 4 minutes, 58 seconds. Your winners are Too Cold Scorpio and Wildcard. Next up is the television title match. Dan Spivey defending the title against Brickhouse Brown. At the interview desk, Heenan and Spivey complain about having to face Brickhouse Brown once again. Brickhouse and Percy Pringle III come out to meet their challenge. Brickhouse puts up the stipulation that he will either win the title tonight or never challenge Spivey again for the title. Spivey eagerly accepts the stipulation, he will be happy to never face Brickhouse again, which is exactly what he wants. In the ring, Spivey absolutely destroys Brickhouse. He uses the entire ring to take Brickhouse out. He finally gets the pin after a powerbomb, so Brickhouse cannot challenge Spivey for the television title again. Pringle climbs into the ring. Spivey and Heenan celebrate as they walk up the aisle. Brickhouse yells at Pringle that it was his fault that Spivey won the match. Pringle tries to make his case, but Brickhouse grabs him by the hair and tosses him into the ring post before leaving the ring. Storm and Disco come down to the ring to check on their manager. But your winner, in a time of 4 minutes even, and still television champion, is Dan Spivey. What's happening with Percy Pringle's spectaculars? Well, maybe Brickhouse Brown has had enough of being spectacular. All right, next match. Going on with the storyline of Gilbert Daniels against Lightning Express, you have Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert facing off against Tim Horner. And Gilbert immediately gets himself disqualified by throwing Horner over the top rope. Horner immediately slides back into the ring and brawls with Gilbert. Tommy Young tries to separate them. Eventually, Daniels and Armstrong come down to the ring to separate Gilbert and Horner. Armstrong and Daniels exchange words, but it is only verbal at the moment. They will have their moment for fighting soon. So your winner by disqualification is Tim Horner in a time of 31 seconds. Next match has Iceman King Parsons and Cowboy Ron Bass. Bass comes out and demands that Iceman put the Illinois heavyweight title on the line against him. Iceman says that Bass has to earn another title shot. Iceman also demands that the match be a strap match. Bass exults in the idea of being able to whip Iceman all around the ring. Bass and Iceman get strapped together. Iceman gets the advantage early in the match with a vicious hot shot into a turnbuckle. Bass lays prone in the ring. Heenan climbs onto the ring apron to yell at Nick Patrick to disqualify Iceman. Sunshine grabs Heenan's ankle and pulls him off the apron. Lightning Express rushes down to the ring as Heenan slaps Sunshine. Brad rolls Heenan into the ring as Horner checks on Sunshine. Iceman grabs hold of the strap and whips Heenan repeatedly. Blanchard and Candido rush the ring to save their manager. Iceman whips at them with the strap, but they are just out of reach. Blanchard and Candido carry Heenan back to the dressing room, and shortly after, Sunshine sends Lightning Express back. Bass finally gets back to his feet. Iceman turns his attention toward him as Bass levels him with a vicious lariat. Bass takes control of the match for the next few minutes, but Iceman gets the advantage once again with a drop toe hold into the turnbuckle. Iceman gets the win shortly after a Samoan drop from the middle turnbuckle in a time of 25 minutes, 36 seconds. So your Illinois heavyweight champion, Iceman King Parsons, successfully defeating Cowboy Ron Bass in a strap match, not for the title. So how is that going to fit with the Heenan family? Well, you know that's not going to sit well. All right, we just had Brad Armstrong out again for a match. Now he's actually in a match as he faces off against Fallen Angel Christopher Daniels. It's their moment to fight, not like the words a half hour ago. They brawl until Daniels ducks a clothesline to come off the middle rope with an Asai moonsault for the pin. This is in a time of 9 minutes and 26 seconds. As Daniels celebrates in the ring, Nick Patrick checks on Brad, who hasn't moved since the moonsault. Eventually, Brad comes around after the EMTs come down with smelling salts. So here we go. Possible injury to Brad Armstrong lighting up this feud. All right, next match. One of the other storylines starting off. Number one contender match for the American heavyweight title. Jerry the King Lawler facing off against Tully Blanchard. And Lawler and Tully have a wonderfully scientific match. Both men have wonderful moments in the match. Tully nails the slingshot suplex, but Lawler manages to kick out at the very last second. Heenan climbs onto the ring apron to complain to David Manning about a slow count. Lawler gets back to his feet and ducks a wild swing from Tully. Lawler nails Tully with an atomic drop. Tully slams into Heenan on the ring apron, but Manning is trapped in the middle. Lawler drops the strap and levels Tully with a series of punches. Lawler drills Tully into the mat with a pile driver. Manning gets to his feet to make the pinfall count. Your winner, and now the number one contender for the American heavyweight title, is Jerry the King Lawler in a time of 23 minutes, 57 seconds. He will face Sting next week for the American heavyweight title. What a great match that is going to be. Now we get to the main event. World Tag Team titles on the line. New Age Outlaws defending the titles against Bad Company. David Manning was scheduled to referee the main event this evening, but he's still kind of groggy from being sandwiched between Blanchard and Heenan. None of the other referees want to touch the World Tag Team titles match. So I announced that I will serve as the special referee for the match. The Outlaws and Bad Company are rather leery about my presence in the ring. I call for the bell, Gunn and Tanaka start the match. After only a couple of minutes, Precious slides a chair into the ring behind my back. Gunn picks it up and swings at Tanaka, but he ducks. I turn around and grab the chair from Gunn's hand. He gets in my face and shoves me backwards. Gunn plays to the crowd, and as he turns around, I nail him over the head with the chair and tell Tanaka to cover Gunn. Armstrong climbs into the ring, but I nail him with the chair as well. Diamond climbs into the ring to attack Armstrong. Tanaka eventually does cover Gunn as I make the three count. Gunn gets his shoulder up at two, but I still make the three count. I roll out of the ring and grab the title belts and present them to Bad Company. PG-13 rushes the ring. Wolfie D nails Tanaka with the hubcap. JCI spears Diamond and they both fall out of the ring. Precious climbs into the ring. Gunn tosses Tanaka into the ring post. Armstrong launches Wolfie D over the top rope with a catapult. The Outlaws look at me and chase me back to the dressing room. JCI slams Diamond into the ring post before he goes to check on Wolfie D. The episode ends with the crowd in shock of the title change in such a quick time and in such an odd manner. Your winners in a time of 5 minutes 14 seconds and new World Tag Team Champions, Bad Company. What's going on? Yeah, I don't feel like telling you right now. You're going to have to come back next week and see what I may or may not say about this situation. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite thanking you for listening and supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. We will see you next week.